Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. For the last number of years, the ABC network has had a show called What Would You Do? In which they set up a variety of scenarios where some injustice is taking place in order to see how people respond, who will get involved and who won't. In essence, the show is a test to examine who will step up and say the emperor is wearing no clothes and who will simply remain silent. And what they tend to find out over and over again is that most people will not do the right thing, even though they know it's the right thing, because they don't want to get involved. Don't want to get into anyone else's business. The police essentially do the same thing as this show does when they set up a sting operation for would-be Johns and car thieves or those merchants who are selling alcohol to minors. And again, we see that given the opportunity to do wrong, so many folks, when they think that nobody's watching, that it will never come back to them, end up doing the wrong thing. Which I guess shouldn't really surprise us, since we are all by nature sinful and unclean. Stands to reason that most of us, especially those outside of the church who are not constantly being fed by God's word and led by God's spirit, when given the opportunity to do wrong, most often will do wrong. We just aren't that morally strong, nor that mature in our faith, nor that connected to God's word to turn our back on an opportunity that lay before us. And so Jesus teaches us to pray the sixth petition of the Lord's Prayer, and lead us not into testing. Most English translations state, and lead us not into temptation, which is a valid translation of the Greek word and probably the word that most of us have learned and know. But I'm not convinced in this case that it is the most accurate translation of the Greek word, nor is it, I think, here the most helpful. For James makes it very clear in his epistle that, and I quote, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone," unquote. And so if that is true, which we know it is, because it's part of God's holy, inspired, inerrant word, then why is Jesus teaching us in our prayers to request that God not lead us into temptation? That doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, does it? I mean, why should we pray for God not to do what God never does anyway? But God does lead people into testing. He tested Abraham, Genesis chapter 22, to see if he was willing to obey God, even though it meant sacrificing his own son, Isaac. In Deuteronomy 8, it states that God tested the children of Israel for the 40 years of their wilderness wanderings, to know what was in their heart, whether or not they would keep his commands. He tested the faithfulness of Job in Job chapter 1 by allowing Satan to take away all of his worldly blessings and belongings in the person of Jesus. He tested the veracity of the Canaanite woman's faith by ignoring her and even insulting her. In John 6, at the feeding of the 5,000, we read that Jesus asked Philip, "Where should we buy bread for these people to eat?" And then John states in his gospel this, "He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do." And that's why we see that tempting someone to sin or leading someone into a tempting situation is not in accord with the nature and the character or the word of God. Testing someone as to the obedience or sincerity or depth of their faith is. But that testing always comes at a price of being insulted or persecuted or having one's very heart metaphorically ripped out of one's chest. And while God can and does work for our good, even in those difficult times, and will always use the testing we endure to build perseverance in us, yet those spiritual testings tend to come with a hefty physical and emotional cost. And so Jesus taught us to pray that God would not lead us into those times of testing. You see, since we live in a sinful, fallen world, and because we have an enemy, the devil, who roams the world as a lion, looking for someone to devour, we don't need God to intentionally send testing our way in order for us to be tested. Those times and those tests will come often enough on their own. Jesus himself said, "Things that cause people to sin are bound to come, but woe to that person through whom they come." And so it is that we don't need, nor should we desire, God to lead us into a period of testing. If it comes, it comes. But our desire is that God would spare us from the pain and the sorrow that such testing always brings. But regardless of our fervent prayer, at some point in our lives, as I said before and as Christ said before, things that cause us to sin, both testings and temptations, are sure to come. And when they do, it is important for us to realize that God has provided a way out of those trying situations, a way that allows us to endure in the face of the testing and in the midst of the tempting. And that way is Jesus, who died on a cross and rose from a grave, bearing and burying our sin, that we might know God's forgiveness. And every single time that we receive his body and his blood in the sacrament which he instituted on this night of Maundy Thursday so many years ago, We are reminded of and we are renewed in that forgiveness, which is, in the final word, God's answer to our temptations. Because you see, no matter how strong we are, or how obedient we are, or how faithful we are, at some point, we won't pass the tests or avoid the temptations. And that's why we need Jesus. And thus, Luther wrote in his explanation of this petition, "We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by those things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory." And the way that we overcome them, and the way that we have the victory over them, is through faith in Christ Jesus, who by way of the cross and the empty tomb has already defeated them. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.